In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Good morning, friends. I'm Garland Van Dyke with Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Today, let's talk about doctrine. Here's our Bible verse, Hebrews 1 and verse 2. And now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. Now, let's talk about this for a bit. You know, it seems pretty easy. It seems pretty obvious that if God says something, that mankind really ought to listen to it. You know, God has given us a choice of free will, and we can take God's word or not take God's word. But if we're interested in taking God's word, then we ought to stick with that word. But the entire world of Christendom, so to speak, is that which is totally and completely divided. You understand that it takes something else other than the Bible to make a denomination. It's something plus the Bible to make a denomination. If there were no man-made creeds or doctrines, we would only have the New Testament teaching for what the church is to do, for what individual Christians are to do. So, let's talk about this. Is there a doctrine churches are to adhere to? Of course there is. You know, Jesus told the apostles to go out into the world and preach the gospel, to make disciples, and to teach them to follow everything he had taught them. That's from Matthew 28, 19 through 20. So, yes, there is a doctrine all churches are to follow. Obviously, not doing so is a sin, because anything else than following the doctrine of God would be a rebellion. Man's ways of doing things, you see, not God's ways of doing things. You know, we can see that Paul wanted the Roman church to obey what's called the faith, as stated in Romans 1 and verse 5 and 16 and verse 26. He opens the book with that thought and he closes the book with that thought. The obedience to the faith. And the faith that Paul mentions is the body of God's teaching. God's teaching, not man's teaching, but what God said, not what man said. The Bible makes it clear we are to do as our Father says. It makes sense that if God speaks to us through his Son, then we have a responsibility to hear to what he says. We have the choice after that then to obey him or not obey him. But please, don't adulterate the gospel with man's thinking. That makes for denominationalism. And that road, my friends, only leads to hell. You're always invited to attend the worship services of Matthew Street Church of Christ. You know, on Sunday mornings, we begin at 9:30 with Bible study. Then at 10:30 with our worship service. Again, on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., we have Bible study. You know you're always welcome. You always have a seat. It's an open invitation, open to you, with an open Bible. Thank you so much for listening today. This has been a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Bye-bye now. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home.